All of us here have heard of the Lawrence Welk Show, or you should have. In fact, many of you were regular viewers, as were my grandparents right here in Dickinson. It was kind of a sacred time, Mom, in the Schmidt household growing up here. Nobody could talk. The TV was turned as loud as it can get. And they didn't have to work for that hour. In 1973, Welk and his wife, Fran, celebrated 42 years of marriage. And they were featured in an article in the Ladies' Home Journal, which I heard about, by the way. My research assistants found it. Although my mom read it, along with McCall's or something. I remember that lying around. In this article, Mrs. Welk talks about how she and Lawrence met, how they dated and married. She talked in this article about how they learned to share home responsibilities, how devoted Lawrence Welk was to his wife and family, and she elaborated how especially devoted he was to his Catholic faith. In their later years, the Welks would gather at the Bel Air Club near Los Angeles. And Mrs. Welk, married now to one of the most successful men in America, concludes her remarks in the Ladies' Home Journal with these words. The windows of the Bel Air dining room open onto broad, rolling green lawns and a view of the city beyond. But to see our children gathered around this table is much more beautiful. For that, we thank God. Bob and Josie, I think you would say the same. And today your family is gathered around the table of the Lord. This altar, along with your friends and our parish family, we are gathered around this table of our Lord to thank God for your 50 years of married life. Your marriage is a gift to your family, a gift to this parish. I can say, having known you for over 20 years, St. Wenceslaus is better for you being here, and I'm grateful. It is clear that on May 17th of 1966, Monsignor Garvin tied a good knot. Today, the church celebrates the feast of Corpus Christi. And in the gospel we just heard, Jesus is a reluctant host to send his guests home hungry. He performs a miracle on that western shore of the Sea of Galilee. He feeds 5,000 people. Our Lord always knew how shared food is a powerful symbol that holds us together. That's because our hunger is the strongest desire we have. If I am hungry enough, I will choose food over anything else. If I'm thirsty enough, I will choose water above anything else. Think about it. Birthdays, class reunions. I just had my 30th last year in Williston. Weddings, funerals, and today, an anniversary. all have within them a component of shared meal and drink. And our Lord, who walked this earth, not only knew that, but promoted it. The Bible tells us how throughout his life, Jesus would eat not only with his disciples, really not only with those people who liked him, he also ate with his enemies because he knew the power of a shared meal. But we know that there is one meal that our Lord shared that had a meaning far beyond any other meal. That's the meal depicted in our altar here. This depiction of the Last Supper, where our Lord gives himself as food and drink. Bob and Josie, at your wedding mass 50 years ago, you celebrated the Eucharist. Today, over a half century of marriage later, it's that same Eucharist, the same Lord, the same presence of Jesus Christ, which we are about to share today. This Holy Eucharist, and for all marriages in our parish and everywhere, this Holy Eucharist sustained your marriage so that your marriage could sustain the church in the unity you share and in the gift of your children, which marriage brings. This is the sacrament of marriage. Pope Francis wrote in his recent apostolic exhortation, The Joy of Love is the name of it, The Joy of Love. We've heard a lot about it. It's actually good to read it. The Pope says that the sacrament of marriage is not a social convention. It's not an empty ritual. It's not merely the outward sign of a commitment. The sacrament, he wrote, is a gift for the sanctification and the salvation of the spouses. Indeed. When I was teaching, I always told my students two things. Don't get married until you're 30. A lot changes between the age of 20 and 30. And marry someone that will help you get to heaven. It's clear you made the right choice on one of those, the most important one, marrying someone that will help you get to heaven. Without a doubt, because your marriage, your faithfulness, Bob and Josie, reminds us of the faithfulness Jesus Christ has with his church. And this relationship, the relationship of all marriages, which shows us the real representation between Christ and his church, is very essential today, more than ever. Look what's happened to marriage in our most recent social experiments in this country. The world is confused about marriage. What is it? Whom is it for? What ought it bring forth? This nation is confused. But Bob and Josie, your 50 years, and I will say this, 50th wedding anniversaries will become less frequent. I hope I won't see them as rare, but they will become less frequent. Your 50 years of marriage are both inspiring and challenging to the generations after you, to those granddaughters right over there, to these, to all generations after you. That is inspiring and challenging. My mom and dad celebrated 53 years. It'll be 53 years in October. I just remember mom saying clearly, not time and time again, but she said, Patrick, you have no idea how hard it's been to stay married to your father. Yeah. It isn't easy. It isn't easy. And when couples fall out of love, they think they should end the marriage. People fall in love, fall out of love. And I bet, Josie, you might say that about Bob, but Bob's pretty good. Bob's pretty good. This is a wonderful day, and I'm looking forward to the evening with you. Bob and Josie, I thank you for your support of me. I thank you for your witness to the church. Josie does all of our linens. And if you think that's an easy task, think again. Bob has assisted me, and I'm grateful for you. And I hope that you don't leave the area too soon. But like the Welk family, your Bel Air home is going to be your beautiful cabin in South Dakota, I pray, one day. We're your children. We'll gather around your table. You will be looking at the South Dakota countryside, and you will say, without a doubt, the family around our table is far more beautiful. We're not here because we've been given what we want, my dear people. We are here every weekend because we have been given a lot by God. And for that, we are thankful. This weekend, we are thankful for your marriage, the gift of the Holy Eucharist. And we are also thankful for the four girls I'm about to baptize. So let's please stand now for those baptisms.